早晨好。
Good morning, everyone.
早晨好。
It's great to see you all here today.
非常好能看见大家。
You all invited me last, I think, December to come and to speak and to share with you.
在去年十二月我又到大家当中来一起分享。
If you were here, you might remember I was the one who ate an apple and told us not to give our leftovers to God.
我当时好像分享到吃苹果，不要把这个剩的东西交给神。
I have no food today.
今天没有水果。
But I believe that God has a word for us and that He wants to feed us.
我相信今天神仍然有话要供给我们。
And I was very blessed by our time worshiping together last time.
我上一次到大家当中一起来敬拜，非常享受。
And I pray that God has been leading and blessing and using this church and this ministry to reach many people for His kingdom.
我祷告让这个教会能够被神使用，能够来使它成为众人的祝福。
Let's open with a word of prayer, please.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for this time and this day that you have given unto us.
天父，我们感谢你今天所赐给我们这一天。
What a blessing it is to be able to gather together to worship you and to honor you.
大家一起来到你的当中来敬拜你，实在是何等的一个祝福。
Heavenly Father, I pray that during this time that you would open up our minds and our ears and our hearts to draw near to you.
我们求你今天就打开我们的心和心思，以及我们里面的灵，来一同的来到你面前。
That you would speak your words of truth.And of righteousness unto us today.
你今天可以把你自己的真理和公义的话说在我们里面。
And may our hearts be like the fertile soil to receive your word.
让我们的心成为好土，可以来接受你的话。
I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts here together will be pleasing unto you.
求你让我们心里的意念和口里的话都蒙你的喜悦。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我奉你的名来求。
Amen.
Amen.
The great pastor and author A.W. Tozer, he is very famous for his book, The Pursuit of God.
有一个非常有名的牧师和作者，他写了一本书叫做亲近神或者追随神。
He once wrote that he noticed that church members want to be entertained while they are edified.
他有一次想到很多的教会的成员呢愿意被这个讲道的时候呢能够受到娱乐。
Quotation, he noticed it was scarcely possible in most places to get anyone to attend a meeting where the only attraction was God.
他说到有些地方的聚会呢若是神只是在这个聚会中的唯一的吸引的话呢这是很不可能的事情。
As a result, A.W. Tozer, he challenged and he encouraged and he pushed pastors and church leaders with this statement.
所以呢这个陶铸这个弟兄呢就来使得这些的牧师或者其他的这些带领的人呢来挑战他们。
Christ calls men to carry a cross and we call them to have fun in his name.
基督呢让我们来一起背十字架但是我们却让人来到他的名下可以一同 来享受。
It was like he was writing these things to our church today.
他说的这些话呢好像是对我们现在仍然适用。
However, it's interesting because A.W. Tozer, he wrote and said these things back in the 1960s.
但是呢当陶树弟兄写这个话的时候呢是在上世纪的60年代。
Not much has changed in the past 50 years, the five decades since this. And the words that he spoke back then are just as important today as they were back then.
虽然这是50多年以前我们弟兄所说的但是这些话仍然适用于我们现在的环境。
Of course, the response to this usually from churches and ministries is that it's working.
但是呢我们讲到是可能是我们这种敬拜的方式呢确实很有效果的。
They will say that their methods of attracting people with fun and entertainment, it's bringing a lot of people to the church.
所以我们想会说我们这些使别人大家很娱乐的这些的方式呢可以吸引人来到神面前。
A lot of people are coming to these events so that it's working.
很多人来到我们当中所以这是有效的。
And they say that we are winning people.
我们会说他们会说我们是在得着这些人。
And to this, Tozer continued.
对这一点呢我们的弟兄这样说。
He said, winning them to what?
是把他们得到什么地步呢
?To true discipleship?
是不是让他们来成为真正的门徒呢
?To cross-carrying?
是不是要背负十字架呢？
To self-denial，
是不是要来舍己呢？
To separation from the world，
和世界分别吗？
To the crucifixion of the flesh，
是把肉体钉在十字架上吗？
To holy living，
是不是圣洁的生活吗？
To nobility of character，
是不是一个尊贵的性格吗？
To the despising of the world's treasures，
是把世界上的这些的非常多的这些财富弃绝吗？
To hard self-discipline，
是不是对自己来严格要求吗？
To love for God，
是爱神吗？
To total commitment for Christ，
是对于基督的永远完全的委身吗？
Recent pastors have noticed this as well， and they've addressed the same issue。
我们当代的这些的牧者也注意到这个问题。
David Platt, he is the current president of the Southern Baptist Convention's International Board. He has much to say about this.
这个美南浸信会的这个领袖，他叫David Platt 弟兄呢，他这样讲。
And David Platt, he wrote in a book that he wrote called Radical, he wrote these words.
他写了一本书叫做激进。
He wrote, what if we take away the cool music and the cushion chairs?
若是我们把这些好像好听的音乐和非常舒服的椅子拿走的话，
What if the screens are gone?
若是我们把这些屏幕都拿下来，
And the stage is no longer decorated.
这个舞台也没有好的化妆。
What if the air conditioning is off?
我们的这些空调也停了。
And the comforts are removed.
我们所有的这些舒服的环境拿去的话，
Would God's word still be enough for his people to come together?
我神的话是不是足够我们还要来到他面前？
This is a huge issue.
这是个很大的问题。
Especially more and more for our young people today.
特别是对我们现今的年轻人。
I see this quite often in many, many churches.
在很多的教会中我看到这个问题。
For instance, if a church is having a night of praise and worship,
比方说在教会中若是有一个赞美的一个聚集，
a few people will come out.
有些人会来。
Some people may come out.
有一部分人会来。
But if we say that we are going to watch a big Christian band today, a group like Hillsong United or Jesus Culture or Chris Tomlin, everybody comes out.
但是我们说今天晚上我们要去一个很有名的基督徒的这样的一个乐队，这些乐队大家都很熟悉的，那很多人或者每个人都会来到我们当中。
So if we have a praise night at church, only a few people come out.But if we go to a big concert with a Christian band, then everybody comes out.
所以我们在我们聚会中要是要来感谢赞美的聚会，只有一部分弟兄姊妹到。但是在一个很有名的一个基督徒的乐队的组织的活动中呢，我们会每个人都去。
Has God changed in either circumstance?
神有没有在这两个情况下改变呢？
Is not God worthy of all of our praise all the time?
是不是神在我们所有的时间都值得我们敬拜？
Is God present in that concert but not at this church?
是不是神只在那个音乐会上出现，不在我们的祷告会中出现？
In order to worship God, why do we need all the fancy equipment and instruments and the lights?
当我们敬拜神的时候，我们是不是必须要有这些好的光线、好的设备才行？
I'm not saying that we cannot worship God in this setting. That's not what I'm saying.
我不是说在那个环境下不能够敬拜神。
I've been playing music since I was about 4 years old.
我四岁开始就开始来演奏乐器。
And as a musician, as a praise leader, I have been around this setting for many, many years now.
在我作为一个音乐家和一个经常来带领聚会的人，我常常在这个环境下来敬拜。
And I'm not saying anything that there's anything wrong with these groups or these bands that are putting out CDs and music all the time.
我不是说这些音乐的团队有什么问题，或者他们有一些的音乐的这些唱片有什么问题。
I have been blessed by them tremendously, and I've grown up with this music.
我也非常蒙福，也被他们这些音乐所激励。
So that's not what I'm addressing here.
这不是我所说的问题。
What I'm addressing is why is there such a difference between the two settings?
我所要面对的问题是这两种情况为什么这么不同？
Why do we always need the show in order to worship God? This is a question that young people I want to ask.
今天我问年轻人当中的问题就是为什么我们必须在那个气氛下才能够来敬拜神？
This is a little bit what I want to address today.
这是我要谈到的一点的问题。
And I want to speak on how we can properly live for the Lord.
我也将会讲到我们如何来为神来生活。
How we can give God our full attention.
把我们的全部的精力交给神。
Not just a portion, but all of our attention.
不是一部分，而是所有的精力。
And I want to talk about how we need to seek God not when there's just a large crowd and it's fun and easy and comfortable.
我们要讲到，我们不仅是在一个大的聚集当中能够受人吸引的时候来注意神。
If you have a Bible, please turn with me to Psalm chapter 27. We're looking at one verse 4.
我们一起来读到诗篇的二十七篇。
Psalm 27 verse 4.
二十七篇的第四节。
This is the word of God.
这是神话。
The psalmist David, he writes, One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.To gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple.
这是大卫写的诗，在第四节说：“有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。”
Psalm 27, it is a song written by David.
诗篇二十七篇是大卫所写的诗。
Those of us who are familiar with the scriptures, we know that David will one day become the king.
我们知道，大卫。在这个写诗以后，就会有一天成为以色列的王。
And as the king, one day he would be able to get everything and anything that he would want in life.
作为王，他会在世上一切所得到的，他都能得到。
But he is extremely and very clear in our passage today.
在今天我们读的，他觉得非常确定。
There's only one thing that he wants and one thing that he seeks in his life.
他有只有一件事情在他一生中要寻求的。
That one thing is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
就是在一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord.
瞻仰他的荣美。
To seek God in the temple.
在他的殿里求问。
All that David wants to do is to sit in the presence of God.
大卫说只需要的就是要坐在神的面前。
He wants to love God and enjoy God.
他来爱神，来享受神。
He wants to see more of God and to see how beautiful and glorious and how amazing God is.
他要来看到这么美丽的神，更多的看到神。
That is all that he wants.
这是他所要的一切。
That's it.
这就是他要的。
He doesn't want more power, doesn't want more riches.
他不是要更多的权力，更多的财富。
He doesn't want more victories in battle or peace for his nation.
不是更多的征战得胜，或者是更多的和平。
He doesn't want a comfortable or a lavish, fancy life filled with material possessions.
他不是要这个世界上的一切的丰富的物质的享受。
David just wants to sit in God's presence and be amazed at whom God is.
大卫只是要坐在神的面前来瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问。
This is especially amazing when we understand the context of where David was in his life.
特别是我们想到大卫写这首诗的时候的境况的时候，更是这样。
Now, when we think of David, a lot of times we think of him as a young boy.
我们想到大卫的时候，我们常常想到是一个年轻的孩子。
And we just think back to his victories, and we think that he lived a very easy life.
我们常常想到他的得胜的经历，所以我们常常想到他的生活是容易的。
We think of him as a young teen who defeated the giant Goliath.
在他十几岁的时候就打败了哥利亚。
Or we think about him as a young boy again, chosen to become the future king of God's people at a young age.
我们想到他在很年轻的时候就瘦高，要做将来以色列的王。
And we might just say, well, what's so hard for him in his life?
但我们会问啊，他在他生活中会有什么困难呢？
But this is why we have to study the scriptures and go deeper.
这就是我们为什么要读圣经读得更深一些。
Because if we read the scriptures, we see that after he killed Goliath, David became very famous.
我们读圣经的时候就发现呢，在大卫战胜哥利亚以后呢，他就有一个不同的生活。
And because he became famous and because he was a good musician, he got a job working in the king's palace.
他那时候非常有名，而且会音乐，他就在扫罗王的宫殿里面得到一个职位。
And anytime the king, King Saul was upset, David would sing and would try to calm him down.
扫罗王生气或者是发怒的时候，大卫就来弹音乐来安静他。
But eventually King Saul would see David as a threat to his kingdom.
最后呢，但是扫罗王看到大卫是他的威胁。
And then he would make the decision that he would have to kill David.
他就定义要来杀大卫。
And eventually David, he would have to run away because King Saul was so determined to kill him in his life.
大卫不得不逃亡，因为扫罗王要定义要杀他。
So David, he would run away.
大卫就逃亡。
This kid from a very big family, who's used to always being around people, now would be completely alone.
这个大家庭出身的一个非常优越环境的孩子，就要自己面对生活。
The boy who was used to living and sleeping in a fancy palace now was living outside, homeless.
这个孩子原来男孩在这个宫殿中所居的，他必须现在要流落在旷野。
Sleeping in places that were cold and wet and uncomfortable, like caves.
在洞里面，那里面又潮湿又冰冷，非常坏的环境。
The guy who lived in the palace and could eat the finest of foods now could not enjoy them anymore.
在王宫里，他可以吃山珍海味，但是在这里，他只能吃非常简单的。
He now had to eat and just live off of whatever he could find for himself in the land.
他能够找到的东西都要当他的东西食物来充饥。
And this boy who had legendary status, who had the reputation as a hero, now his reputation was gone.
这个年轻人是一个非常有名的民族英雄，现在呢，全都失去了。
And he was now seen and regarded as someone who had been rejected and forgotten about God.
大家都看他是被神所摒弃的一个。
This is the context of David writing this psalm here in Psalm 27.
这就是诗篇27篇写作的这个环境。
And this is why it's more so amazing that in the midst of all this, the one thing that David wants is to know God.
这就是为什么何等的惊奇，大卫可以在这一切的时候所寻求的只有一件事情。
He wants to be with God.
他是愿意与神同在。
He doesn't ask God that I would like the basic necessities of life, things like food and drink and a home.
他不是要这些神要提供他这些衣食住行的简单的需要。
He doesn't say, God, the one thing I want is for King Saul to stop trying to kill me.
他不是说我所要的就是神你阻止扫罗王来杀我。
David, he looks past his earthly circumstances.
大卫就远远地把这一切的属世的东西抛在一边。
And he says, all I want in my life is to seek you, God.
他说的，我所一生中所需要的就是来瞻仰你的荣美，
to worship you，
来敬拜你，
to know you so closely, so personally, so intimately in my life，
能够在我的生命中能够非常亲近的来认识你。
David's desire reminds me of someone else in the Bible。
大卫的经历让我们想到另一个圣经的人物。
Another man who looked past his physical conditions and circumstances, and he focused on what was most important in life.
另一个人是也是把他一切的在这个物质上的一些的环境能够出去。
David's desire is very similar to the Apostle Paul.
大卫的经历非常类似使徒保罗的经历。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 to 27, this is what the Apostle Paul writes.
在这个格林多后书的一节经文中，使徒保罗在11章24节这样讲。
And this is what he experienced in his life during his ministry.
这是他在服侍主的时候的经历。
He says, 5 times I was beaten from the Jews with 40 lashes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I received the stoning. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day on the open sea. I have constantly been on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, and dangers from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked.
使徒保罗在这里讲，被犹太人鞭打5次，每次40，减去一下；被棍打了3次，被石头打了1次；遇着船坏3次，一昼一夜在深海里；又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险；盗贼的危险；同族的危险；外邦人的危险；城里的危险；旷野的危险；海中的危险；假弟兄的危险；受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食；受寒冷，赤身露体。
The Apostle Paul was someone who went through difficulties, extreme difficulties in his life.
使徒保罗在他的一生中经历了极大的患难。
He suffered greatly to serve Jesus Christ.
他为了服侍主遭受了极大的逼迫和患难。
He gave up everything, gave it all up to live for Jesus Christ.
他把他所有的都放下来追随神，主耶稣。
But what did Paul want the most in his life?
但是保罗他最需要在人生中最要的是什么？
He writes this in Philippians 3:8-11.
在腓立比书第三章的第8到第11节中，保罗这样讲。
There in Philippians, the Apostle Paul, he writes this. He says, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Now having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of His resurrection, participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
It's very interesting. We could ask the same question. What is the one thing that the Apostle Paul wanted in his life?
非常有趣，我们可以来问保罗，他一生中最要的是什么？
He could have said, the one thing I want, God, is to travel and not to be shipwrecked.
他也可以来祷告说，他求神让他在旅行的时候不会遭船舶的危险。
Or God, the one thing I want is to serve you and to travel and not be attacked by people.
或者是我在出去的时候 在去传道的时候不会被坏人 所攻击。
But what the Apostle Paul wanted more than anything else in his life was to know Jesus Christ.
但是保罗他一生最要的就是要来认识基督。
That word for to know is a very important one.
这个说认识是非常重要的。
This is not something that just a young child memorizes and just says it on a test or writes it on a test.
这不是年轻小孩子在考试的时候在这个脑子里记忆的东西。
This is not just head knowledge here when we talk about to know.
不只是这个在头脑的知识而已。
It's something that has gone from the head and the heart and has connected.
这是从我们脑里面可以进入到我们心里的知识。
And it has made a tremendous profound effect on someone's life.
是能够让我们的生命得到改变的知识。
It's talking about this person now knows and has experienced it himself personally.
是讲到这个人知道的时候是他里面个人有一个经历。
The Apostle Paul wanted to know Jesus Christ like this.
使徒保罗愿意认识基督像这样一样。
That was the one thing he wanted in his life.
这是他一生中所要的一件事。
And David in our passage today states that the one thing he wants is to dwell in the house of the Lord.
像大卫在他我们读的诗篇中讲的他就是要瞻仰神的荣美。
To gaze upon the beauty of God.
来住在神的殿中瞻仰他的荣美。
Sit and seek God in His temple.
能够在他的殿里求问。
When was the last time that was the one desire of your heart?
这你最后一次有这样的需要的时候是什么时候？
Has that ever been the desire of your heart?
你的心里面是不是从来有没有这样的一个意念？
When we didn't come to God with our long list of requests, but instead we just said, God, I'm here for you.
我们可能有一个长很多的对神的需要，但是我们是不是有一件事情来到神面前，就是要与主同在？
We didn't come to God and say, God, would you fix this or help me with this or help my children?
我们常常到神面前就是要主，你来修改修理这个，给我这个。
But instead, we would just come and say, God, you are amazing. I love you. You are so glorious and beautiful.
我们也可以简单的来到神的面前说你是何等的令人惊奇是何等美我愿意来到你面前。
I did an exercise recently at my church.
我在我教会里也有这样的一个服事。
And what I did was I went through the scriptures and I found some of the most famous prayers in the Bible.
我就在圣经中找一些非常有名的祷告。
And we looked at these prayers, prayers by Moses and by Abraham and by Daniel and by Jesus Christ himself.
像亚伯拉罕摩西以及所有其他的人的像主耶稣的祷告。
And we examined and studied their prayers to see how would they pray.
我们就会来看他们如何来祷告。
And then we would kind of see, well, do my prayers resemble their prayers or do they look very different?
我们就会来问我们的祷告和他们的祷告是不是完全不一样。
Because oftentimes we come to God with an agenda in our prayers.
因为我们来到神面前呢是有一个目的和一个很多的事情。
And we jump immediately to God, this is what I need in my life.
我们常常一下子就到神面前说这是我要的。
But when we study the prayers of the great saints in the scriptures, we find something very different.
但是我们来学习这些圣徒在圣经中的祷告的时候是非常不一样的。
Their prayers usually start with just several verses about honoring God, praising God, recognizing who God is.
是很多是借着来尊荣、来认识、来到神面前作为一个开始。
doing what David is doing in our passage here today.
就像大卫在今天我们读的圣经中一样。
Loving God and adoring Him.
来爱他，来敬拜他。
And then they would confess their sin.
然后他们就来承认他们的罪。
And not just their personal sin, but the sins of the people.
不仅是他自己的罪，而且是他周围神百姓的罪。
And they would cry out to God for His mercy for the sins and the wickedness and the disobedience of the people of God.
来呼求神，来怜悯，来恩待这些我们一切的软弱。
And then usually at the end, shortly, they would mention God. This is what we pray for.
只是在最后的时候，非常简短的，他们会提到我们自己的需要。
Oftentimes, our prayers are opposite.Of the prayers of these people in the scriptures.
但是我们现今的祷告常常是和这些圣徒的祷告有一个不同的这个相反的一个情形。
I would encourage you if you have time to study the prayers of these people yourselves and to see this and to learn from it as well.
我激励大家回去可以来学习这些圣徒的祷告。
As I mentioned, I've been involved with music and in serving the church with music for a very long time.
我刚才提到我在教会的服事中有很多的音乐方面的服事。
One of my favorite Christian songs is a song called Give Me Jesus.
有一首歌呢也是基督徒的歌非常好的就是给我耶稣。
Can I just see by a show of hands, does anybody know this song? Give Me Jesus.
我们听过的来举一下手。
The lyrics go as such.
这样诗歌是这样唱的。
It says, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus.
在早晨我起来的时候早晨我起来的时候早晨我起来的时候给我耶稣。
And then it goes on the second verse, and when I am alone, give me Jesus.
第二段就说当我独自一人的时候给我耶稣。
And then it says, and when I come to die, give me Jesus.
第三段是说当我要面临死亡的时候给我耶稣。
And the chorus says, give me Jesus, you can have all this world.But give me Jesus.
这个副歌就讲到，给我耶稣，给我耶稣，你可以拥有整个世界，但是给我耶稣。
What a powerful prayer that we can lift up to God even through this song.
这个歌能够成为我们何等有能力的一个祷告。
This is what Paul prayed for.
这是保罗所祷告的。
This is what David was praying for.
这是大卫所祷告的。
God, I want you.
神啊，我要你。
Only you.
只是你。
And even if I get nothing that this world has to offer, but I have you, I have gained all things.
甚至整个世界我得不到任何事情，只要我得到了你，我就得到了一切。
And Jesus, I just want you to know you and to see how beautiful you are.
耶稣，你，我让你知道你是我的生命的源头。
One thing I do from time to time is I listen to sermons online.
有时候我会到在网络上来听一些的讲道。
And I was listening to a sermon online, and the pastor, he asked this question.
我听到了一个牧师的这样的一个讲道。
He said, if I could read a transcript of your prayers for the last few weeks, what would be the one thing that you keep asking for?
若是我来读你这几周最近几周的这些祷告的话，我能不能挑选出一件事情是你持续不断的需要的？
If somehow we are able to record it and to see it on paper, what would be the one thing we keep on reading as the one thing that you want and the one thing you keep praying for?
所以当我们写下你这几周的祷告的时候，当我们找这个里面的中心的所需求的话，所需要求的时候，我们能不能找到一件事情？
What would it be?
那件事情是什么？
For yourself, what would it be?
对你来说是什么？
What would we see as that one thing?
我们能找到的这件一件事情是什么？
What composes the bulk of the prayers of your heart?
在你心中的祷告中的大部分内容是什么东西？
For our younger people, is it to do well in school?
年轻人是不是要在学校里学得好？
To get into a particular college or university?
是不是要到一个特别的学校要被录取？
Get a little older to get a job or to get a new promotion?
年纪大一点是不是要得到工作要有升迁
Maybe you have a job but you don't like your job so you want a new job
是不是有工作了 不喜欢换一个新的工作呢
Is your prayer God I'm so lonely would you give me a girlfriend
是不是你的祷告是我非常孤独我要一个女朋友
Or give me a spouse
或者是一个配偶
Or is it for your family
是不是对你的家庭的需要
What do you spend your time praying for in your life
你的生命中所花时间祷告的是什么
And the reason why this is a very important question is the answer to this question usually will show us and teach us what is the one thing that we want in life.
这个事情非常重要，是因为这件事情能够显露我们里面这一件事情到底是什么。
It shows us what is most important to us in our hearts and lives.
在我们的一生中，心中最重要的是什么？
As I shared, more and more what we need to pray for in life, it needs to follow the example of David's prayer here.
像我们所说的，我们要选择来像大卫一样这样的心智。
Where we just come to sit before the Lord.
能够来到坐到神的面前
Be close to him,
来非常亲近他
and see how beautiful he is.
来看瞻仰他的荣美
This is the kind of relationship that God is inviting all of us to have and to experience.
这是一个神邀请我们每一位要给他有的关系
This kind of relationship that is so full and rich and high and wide and deep.
这是非常深的非常非常丰富的一个与神的一个交通的关系
A relationship where we go deeper and deeper with God
一个非常能够越来越深的与神所有的关系
And this is especially a message not just for the young people for one that is for those of us who are more mature as well
这个信息不仅是适合年轻人更是每一位
As we grow older we never want our desire and passion for God to decline
我们当我们在主里面有 年岁增长的时候我们不要让和神的关系疏远
I remember when I went to a retreat once and the guest speaker was an elderly gentleman from the West Coast
我有一次去参加一个退休会其中的讲员是在西安来的一位弟兄
At that time he must have been in his 70s
他大概七十多岁的时间
I was very impressed with him for two reasons especially
我特别的被他所有他可以很深的印象。
Number one, he was in his 70s and still was a very good basketball player.
七十岁了，他仍然一件事情就是仍然可以打这个篮球非常好。
And the second reason was he was in his 70s and when during we would sing, he would jump up and down and dance.
他就是在周间的时候，大家一起来唱歌的时候，他可以上下跳动来唱。
And I saw that man and how he worshipped the Lord and said, God, I want to be like him.
我看这个人来敬拜神的时候我就心里有祷告说神啊我要像他一样来
I want my love for you God as I get older to grow and to increase never to decline
我要我爱你的心当我年纪大的时候也不减少
Let's address the question of how
就是说到如何的问题
How do we do this more and more in our lives
如何来越来越和神亲近
I'll tell you a story to try to explain it
我给你们讲一个故事。
When I was a younger child, I was the fastest and the best runner in my school.
当我很小的时候，在我的学校里面，我是跑得最快的。
And almost every single day, someone would challenge me to a race during recess.
好像每一天呢，都有人要来挑战我这个地位。
We would run from one side of the blacktop to the other.
会在这个校园的一角跑到另一角。
I was undefeated, never had been beaten in my life.
在那个时候我是没有人来能够胜过我的。
Now, this was in the 80s, it was a long time ago.
这是在上个世纪八十年代很久以前。
I grew up in Connecticut at a predominantly Caucasian school. I was the only Korean kid in my school.
我是
韩国人 ,OK.
在康州那边长大那个学校呢是大部分是美国白人啊我是最其中一个唯一的从南韩来的。
My best friend in my school was a kid named Michael, and he was the only black kid in my school.
我最好的朋友呢是一个叫Michael 的他是学校中唯一的一个黑人。
I don't know, maybe it was because the minorities needed to hang out together, but he was my best friend.
可能我们都是少数人所以我们两个就很哥们儿很亲近。
But one day I was very surprised because of all the people who challenged me, Michael came up and he challenged me to a race that day.
但有一天呢这个朋友 Michael 呢就来挑战我的地位。
He said, today at recess, we are going to race.
他说今天课间的时候我们要来一起赛跑。
And everybody was so excited.
大家都非常的兴奋。
And everybody spread the word and they all planned to come and to watch us that day at recess.
消息传得很快大家都知道了。
Because it was going to be the battle of the minorities that day.
那天就成为少数民族的征战。
Black and yellow, black and yellow. Okay. So recess came that day.
课间休息到了。
All of the kids in our grade were there.
所有的我们这个年级的都来到了。
The race started.
跑步开始。
And I was immediately winning.
我马上就领先。
And I was killing my friend.
我把它远远地抛在后面。
About halfway through the race, I decided to look back to see where my friend was, to see how much of a lead I had.
到了中间的时候，我要回头看一下我的朋友到哪里了。
And so I was running forward, but I was looking back for my friend.
我是全速前进，但是回头看他。
That is the last thing I remember.
这是我最后记得的事情。
Because the next thing that happened was I was lying on the ground.
下一件事情我记得我就已经躺在地下了。
My entire grade was standing around me.
所有我年级的同学围绕着我站着。
They all looked very scared, very nervous, very worried.
他们的脸上非常的担忧地看着我。
All their faces were white.
他们的脸都是白色的。
And one of my teachers was sitting, kneeling next to me, and he was holding my hand.
有一个我的老师呢，就跪在我旁边，拿着我的手。
And he was patting my hand.
他就来抓住我的手，来拍我的手。
And he was asking me, Ken, are you with us?
老师就拍他的手说，Ken, 你知道我们在这儿吗？
You see, what had happened was, as I was running, looking this way, I had run headfirst into a basketball pole.
发生的事情就是当我
Your laughter is not nice.
发生的事情就是我回头看的时候不小心撞到了篮球杆上、
And I had been unconscious for several minutes.
几分钟之内我就失去了知觉。
I still have a bump on my head on this side to prove it.
我头上现在还有一个包可以证明这一件事情。
Looking back at the story, when I think about it now, I think the funniest thing is that the nurse would call my mother.
非常有趣的是那天这个护士就给我妈打电话。
The nurse would tell my mother that I had an accident and she had to come and pick me up at school immediately.
这个护士就给我妈说我发生了一件事故让她赶快到学校来接我。
And then my mother said, is he awake?
我妈妈就说他是不是醒了？
He cannot miss school, he must learn.
他说他不能耽误上课的，他继续要学习。
So I had to go back to class and then took the bus home like everybody else.
那天呢，我又必须要再回到课堂上学习，然后晚上坐车回去。
It's a funny story, a true story.
这是一个非常真实的、非常有意思的事。
But it has a very important lesson that we must learn.
但是一个非常重要的一个我们学习的功课。
Why did I get hurt that day?
为什么我那天受伤了？
I got hurt because I was looking and focusing on the wrong things.
因为我那个时候受伤是因为我看的不对的地方。
I was looking in the wrong direction.
我看的方向错了。
My focus was not right.
我的方向不是在我的前头。
I should have been looking forward to see where my goal was, but instead I was looking backward, and I ended up getting hurt as a result.
我应该看我前头的目标，而不是回头看。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, the author there describes a race as well.
在希伯来书的十二章的第一、第二节这样讲到。
And in Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 2, he writes this.
十二章的一、二节这样说。
He says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，背那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在他前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在父神宝座的右边。
The author here of the book of Hebrews, he is describing a race, a different kind of race.
在希伯来作者在这里来描述一个不同的一个比赛。
It is a spiritual race, a race of faith.
是在信心当中的，在属灵的里面的比赛。
A race that all of us are on, whether we realize it or not.
我们不管意识不意识到，每个人都在这个比赛中。
And as he writes here, in this race, it is the most important thing where we are looking.
这里讲到最重要的，在我们比赛当中的，就是我们要看哪里。
What are we focused upon as we run this race of faith?
当我们跑这个信心的比赛的时候，我们在哪里看向哪里？
In verse 2, we're told to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ.
在第二节说,
as we run this race, we don't look to the side, we don't look backward, we look forward and we focus our eyes upon Jesus Christ, our goal.
看右,看后,
He is the goal.
他是我们的目标。
And we're also told that He is the author and perfecter of our faith.
他也是我们为我们信心创始成终的。
Not only is He the goal, but He is also the one who starts us on the race, and He will be the one to carry us through to the finish of this race as well.
他不仅是那个目标，也是使得我们开始这个，并且能够一直持续到终点的。
And so that's why, as we live our lives, we need to look to Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么我们生活的时候要盯紧在耶稣基督的身上。
We need to fix our gaze on Him.
来把我们的眼目来盯住在耶稣的身上。
We need to keep Him as our main focus always.
让我们他成为我们
And we can never let our vision waver or shift off of Him.
But we are
a people that are so easily distracted. SATs are coming.
我们的考试, SAT,
Jesus gets pushed to the side.
耶稣放在一边。
I need to get married. Jesus gets pushed to the side.
我要结婚了，把耶稣放在一边。
I'm unemployed, I need a new job. Jesus gets pushed to the side.
我没有工作，我要找的工作，耶稣放在一边。
Over and over again in our lives, it's so easy for us to allow Jesus to get pushed off and we lose our focus upon Him.
经常的我们会把主放在一边，失去我们前进的方向。
We need to make Him our focus.
我们要更加的注重在他的身上。
We need to follow the example of David and Paul. And just sit at the feet of Jesus Christ over and over again. Come to Him and look to Him.
我们要学习大卫和保罗的这样的榜样，能够坐在神的面前来注视他，来和他亲近。
I'll close with this today.
我来这样来结束今天的分享。
I have one son.
我有一个儿子。
And later this month he will turn two.
这个月晚些时候他要成为两岁的孩子。
Now, I'm not an expert on parenting.
我不是做父母的专家。
My mother-in-law actually is an expert on parenting.
我的岳母是非常的擅长这方面。
She's certified and she teaches courses all over the place and gets paid a lot of money to teach parenting.
她是有这个证书，并且教那些妈妈们或其他的人来教育孩子，赚很多钱。
She actually teaches parenting classes at my church, East Bergen Christian Church, actually.
他也在我的教会里面来教这些妈妈们或者其他人来照顾孩子。
But I am not an expert in any way.
我不是在任何意义上的一个专家。
But I have learned this.
但是我学了一点。
For a child, love is a four-letter word.
对于孩子，这个爱是一个字，四个字母的字。
And that four-letter word is time.
这四个字母的字就是时间。 英文的字时间四个字母
It's time. That's how we love our children.
这个我们爱他们有一点就是要时间。
It's not just about providing them what they need in life. That's the basic things, of course.
给他们所需要的供给，这是最基本的。
And it's not about gifts or stuff like toys or clothes or gadgets.
不是那些给他，不只是一些玩具啊，一些小的这个工具啊，让他们玩而已。
These things, of course, they can be nice and fun, but it's not what is most important.
这是可能是很有趣的，对他们是喜爱的，但是也不是最重要的。
What is most important is giving our children our time.
最重要的给我们的孩子就是给他们时间。
We need to spend time with them.
我们要和他们一起有时间的交通。
We need to be there.
能够在他的旁边,
and when we are there, to be fully present and attentive to them.
当我们在那的时候, 注意他们的时候, 这就是时间。
Not on our phones, not distracted, but focused upon them.
不是我们边打电话边和他们交通, 而是专注在他们身上。
Communicating with them.
和他们有交流,
listening to them.
听他们讲。
Not just telling them what they need to do in life and scolding them, but instead listening to our children.
不只是在那里来训斥他们，或者是让他们做什么，而是能够听他们讲。
Not just telling them to study or to scold them for getting bad grades, but to have real interactions with our children.
不是让他们就是鼓励他们学习，然后学不好就来斥责他们，而是能够来到他们帮助他们。
One thing I've seen in many Asian churches is that we need to remember we're not raising students, we are raising children.
我们在很多亚洲的聚会当中提醒的就是，我们作为父母亲不是要把孩子养大成学生，而是把他孩子养大。
Because as I mentioned before, it's not about the toys or the clothes or the gadgets.
不是这些的玩具或者是衣服或者是这些工具玩耍的东西。
Toys will be forgotten.
这些玩具会忘掉。
Clothes will be quickly outgrown.
这些衣服也会越来越小。
Gadgets will break down or become obsolete.
那些电脑或者其他游戏的东西也会越来越老化。
Yesterday I was at a wedding and someone had a flip phone.
我在一个昨天参加一个婚礼，其中有一个人有一个很先进的一个电话。
And the person just left it on the table and walked away for about 30 minutes.
他就把它放在桌子上，离开了半个小时。
This was at a restaurant.
是在一个餐馆。
And there are many people just walking by that entire time.
有很多人在那个时候都在这路过。
And this person was completely calm.
这个人非常的震惊。
But she knew that when she walked back to the table, her phone would be there.
但是她知道她到那边的时候就会这个电话会在那儿。
Because nobody wants a flip phone.
她这个因为她的电话太老了，不会有人要她的。
Again, gadgets will become obsolete.
所以呢，这些电话或者是这些手机都会有一天会失去这个先进。
But for parents, that time with our children can never be replaced.
但是这个时间和我们孩子一起的时间是没有办法替代的。
That time can never be reclaimed with our children.
也不可能以后再来补偿。
Time is necessary in a good relationship.
这个好的关系需要时间。
Especially for parents and children.
特别是孩子和父母亲。
But this is true for any healthy relationship.
但是呢，也是对每一个非常健康的关系都是需要时间。
Whether it's a dating relationship,
是还是谈朋友的时候
，a marriage relationship,
是在婚姻当中
，siblings,
是弟兄姊妹之间的关系
，of course friendship too,
还有朋友之间的关系。
All of these relationships they require and are sustained by the giving of our time.
这些所有的关系都是需要并且借着时间来维持。
We know this.
我们知道。
But for some strange reason, we don't think this applies to our relationship with God.
但是呢，非常奇怪的就是我们不觉得和神之间的关系需要时间。
If God is most important, we need to spend time with Him.
如果是神是最重要的，我们需要花时间和他在一起。
If we want to go deeper with God, we need to have a healthy relationship with Him.
我们要进到和神更深的关系，我们就需要一个非常健康的和神的关系。
If we want our relationship to look more and more like the one that David enjoyed, as we saw in our passage today,
若是你要像和神的关系，像大卫在诗篇中所描写的关系的话，
where he was able just to say, God, the one thing I want in my life is just to know you and see you and just to worship and honor you.
像他所说的，他一生中有一件事所求的，就是在神的面前坐着，在和神在一起，瞻仰他的荣美。
If this is what we want to experience and know in our hearts and our lives, we have to give God our time.
若是我们在我们心里要这个关系的话，我们必须给神与时间。
This means that we can't just come to church once a week.
这不是我们一周只来到神面前一次才能达到的。
This means that we can't just check in or make a cameo appearance with God every so often.
也不是我们一年有几次特别的场合来到神面前。
We can't say, well, God, I'll give you Christmas and Easter. I'll go to church those days.
我不能说在一年中这个复活节或者是感恩节或者是这个圣诞节来到神面前。
It's not about just having a casual or distant relationship with God.
不是一个很疏远的，一个非常随便的和神的关系。
No, if God is most important, then we have to make and take the time to come to Him and to pray to Him.
不是的，若是我们认为和神的关系非常重要，我们必须来拿出时间，挤出时间来到神面前。
We need to sit at His feet and listen to His voice like Mary did in Luke chapter 18.
我们应该像玛利亚一样，坐在神的脚前。听他讲话。
As we close today, I would like to give us a challenge.
在最后的时候，我讲了一点。
It's strange of a new person to give a congregation a challenge, but that's what I'm going to do.
我给大家不是很熟悉，但是所以有点奇怪，我给大家一个挑战。
And the challenge is this.
这个挑战是这个。
I would like for you even right now to think about your schedule.
甚至在你的这个忙碌的计划当中。
And think about when you have one free hour of time.
你想到你有一个小时自由的时间
，and your best free hour of time，
是最好的可以不受打搅的时间。
Not when you're about to fall asleep，
不是你在马上就要瞌睡着的时候。
Not in the midst of when you're very busy，
也不是你非常忙碌的时候。
And I encourage you to find that hour and to come to God and spend that hour with God this week， just you and Him。
我来。鼓励你这一周的时候你来找到这一个小时把这个小时来花在神的上面。
I know this can be a challenge for parents, especially those with young children, but we need to find and carve a time where we have just one hour between us and God this week.
我知道特别是对这些有小孩子的父母亲这很难拿出一个小时来但是呢我希望大家可以这样做。
And during that hour, disconnect from everything that you can.
在这一个小时中把所有的都放下。
No phone, no TV, no computer, no music.
没有电话，也没有电视，没有任何的打搅。
But my Bible is on my phone. No phone.
我说我的圣经在电话上，也不要拿这个电话。
I'm sure you have one of these somewhere.
你可能有这个书啊，作为圣经的书。
Remove all the distractions completely, so it's just you and God for one hour.
把所有其他的可以有可能打搅你的都拿去，就你和神在一起。
And for this hour, I encourage you to come to God and spend it with Him in prayer.
在这一个小时中，我鼓励你来到神面前和他一起祷告。
Pour out your heart to God.
在他面前倾心吐意。
But even more than that, I encourage you listen for the voice of God.
并且也更加激励大家听神的声音。
Quiet your heart, turn the volume down in your heart and your life so you can listen to the voice of God.
把你心里面这个世界的杂音都调掉，来听神对你说的话。
And allow God to speak to you during that time, and I guarantee you He will.
来使神可以在那个时间向你说话，我相信他一定会。
Allow Him to reveal things to you.
让他能够把他心里的秘密揭露给你。
Allow him to remind you again how deep his love is for you once again.
让他能够来使你知道他爱你是何等深。
I've encouraged my congregation to do this as well.
我常常也勉励我那个地方聚会的弟兄姊妹们这样。
And I pray that it will be a blessing for you as it has been for us as well.
我祷告这个可以成为你的祝福像已经祝福了我们那边的弟兄姊妹一样。
And my hope and prayer is that this hour that you do will not seem so foreign, but it will be something that you'll incorporate into your life more and more.
我祷告这个不是一个好像外面的一个要求对吧越来越多的它可以成为你每天的一个经历。
And that you'll be able to go deeper and deeper in your relationship with God.
你可以越来越深的和神发生这样的一个生命的关系。
And my hope and prayer is that as you do this, your relationship with God will look more and more like King David's, like his prayer that we saw today.
我祷告就是这样，我们越来越多的经历的时候，我们就会越来越像大卫和神之间的关系。
Where you would say, God, truly in my heart, in my life, the one thing that I want is you.
我们可以祷告说，神，这一生中我最需要的、最要的就是和你在一起。
To know you.
来认识你。
To seek your face,
能够来寻求你的面
and to see how beautiful you are all the days of my life.
来一生一世瞻仰你的容美
Let's pray together, please.
我们一起祷告。
Just spend a few moments now, even in prayer, just asking God to speak. Just open up your heart and your life to Him now.
我们有几分钟呢，要求神来打开我们的心，来求神进到我们里面。
Let's sit in God's presence and listen for His voice and allow Him to speak for 1 minute in silence.
再有一点时间，神给我们讲话。
I'll take a look at the clock. Let's start now.
一分钟。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today.
天父, 感谢你给我们的话。
And we thank you, God, that your word speaks encouragement and truth to us.
我感谢你向我们的勉励和真理的话。
It corrects us and it challenges us as well.
来纠正我们并且挑战我们。
And I pray, God, that you would purify our hearts and lives so that we can truly say that our desire is to know you.
我祷告你可以洁净我们的心思意念，并且能让我们心里面有寻求你的意念。
Jesus, I pray that you would be the one that we would fix our eyes upon.
耶稣，我们求你成为我们目光的所盯住的。
As you are truly the only one who is so glorious, so beautiful, I pray that we will be able to see that.
你是何等的荣耀，何等美丽，让我们都可以看到。
Father, would you forgive us for the ways that we have allowed ourselves and our lives to become so unnecessarily busy?
父神，我们求你赦免我们在繁忙当中常常忽略了你。
When we've allowed ourselves to become so easily distracted.
让我们能常常被其他的事情所搅扰。
I pray, God, that you would help us to remove everything that entangles and ensnares us from running this race of faith and focusing upon you.
求主你拿取一切缠累我们的，使得我们不能够盯住在你的目标上的一切的事人事物。
And Father, forgive us for allowing ourselves to become so easily lazy and comfortable in life.
也赦免我们常常非常的懒惰，非常容易在这个肉体中。
Would you wake us up?
让我们能够醒来。
And would you challenge us and remind us again that we are on a race and we need to run this as quickly and as hard as possible.
求主来挑战我们，让我们知道我们是在一个比赛，一个。 征战当中,
and Father, forgive us for allowing our lives to become so unnecessarily noisy.
是让我们能够非常的赦免我们，也常常的非常的不能注意你。
I pray God that we would seek you in quietness and in solitude and silence.
求主你能让我们能够在安静中能够寻求你，能够躲避一切的嘈杂。
That we would even consider taking this hour this week and giving you our best hour of the week.
让我们这一周可以拿出这一小时的时间，能够和你来亲近。
And that we would come and we would sit and remove all distractions and spend that time with you.
你来拿取一切的这些拦阻和缠累，让我们能够和你有一个这一小时的交通。
And Lord, as we behold you, may we become more and more like you.
让我们常常盯住你的时候，我们就越来越像你。
And as we behold you, may we just see and recognize how glorious and beautiful you are.
当我们盯住瞻仰你的时候，我们就看到你是何等的美丽。Draw
us closer and closer to you to know your heart.
让我们的心越来越就近你。And
as we leave this place, I pray that you would send us forth and that we be equipped to serve you with all of our hearts and lives.
让我们能够更好的借着这一些的话能够服侍你。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.